Oh, yeah, okay, I should be in my seat now. Okay. Just put these on. That means radio professional, ladies and gentlemen, when you do that. Well, at $6 billion, Candy Crush worth more than Donald Trump. So, what do you know? Okay, that was good.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome UW Anthropology Professor John Hawks, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who, to his credit, is not the least bit interested in his credit score, Michael Feldman.
Yes, what credit score? All right, applaud if you have no idea what the reference to Candy Crush was all about. Applaud. Applaud if you do, but you didn't think it was funny. I don't think I can go on. All right, so Candy Crush. No Candy Crush. All right, and the rest of the news that isn't. When it comes to trusting their candidates with nuclear weapons, Republican voters say Huey, 39%, Dewey, 34%, and Gluey, 27%. Oh, yeah, like that's significant. How meaningful was that, really? Aren't you embarrassed? Dr. President Ben Carson said he's already used nuclear weapons. Would say no more. More emissions cheating software found in Porsches, but I swear, when I keep my Porsche at a steady 25 miles per hour in the city and turn it off at stops, I get 50 miles per gallon. More with a tailwind. 9/11, nice. A slumping Whole Foods will increase prices to enhance cachet. This is what I would tell them to do. Raise your prices. Don't think of cutting them. You got to make it even more worthwhile. Folks finally caught on that organic really means grown in poop. A lot of people didn't know. They thought it had something to do with organs or something. They didn't know. GOP is riding the transgender bathroom wave pretty hard. Full court press on transgender bathrooms for the GOP. You know, this would not even be a problem if everyone would simply sit down to pee. Don't mean to offer solutions. This just in, Dr. President Ben Carson said when he was a kid, an 8-foot tapeworm was pulled from his head. Said it was a record, and we are checking the record books to see if it is listed. Speaker Paulie Ryan installs wavy mirrors in out-of-perspective rooms to U.S. Funhouse of Representatives. Okay, $43 million for an Afghan filling station, but, you know, when you need the gas, you're glad it's there. All right. Jeb can fix it is the worst battle cry since the Alamos. I didn't hear nothing. Primatologists say chimps have a mid-Atlantic accent. That's interesting. You know, in the movies, the old movies, they weren't English, they weren't American, mid-Atlantic accent. And chimps do it too. Actually, Madison kids have a mid-Atlantic accent. Can't tell where they're from. And now I have two of them that are adult. You can tell they're not from Chicago, they're not from New York, but they're from somewhere, you know. Anyway, another news, Buckeye legalization fails in Ohio. Ben Carson says putting a hammer to his mama's head led to being a brain surgeon. Also explains why when he missed her, You know, why he speaks with a quiet voice and makes so little sense. Here, go after your mama with a hammer, see what happens. Smaller than a Borneo snail is the new worst epithet. This is such killer stuff. This is killer material, like at a scientific convention. More bonsai airbags are called. The ABC newswoman who sat on Donald Trump's lap for a selfie is being treated for unspecified symptoms. More Americans than ever believe religion is not improbable enough. Okay. Day one, Dr. President Ben Carson will fill the pyramids with grain. I always turn back to Dr. Ben Carson. Whenever you fall flat on one, go to Ben Carson joke. Former President George H.W. Bush, the dad, calls Dick Cheney iron ass, but he's a little rusty. The elder Bush also said he never cared for Jeb's wife. And that actually the child's name in the birth records was Job. Which explains a lot, really, in how a campaign is going, especially when all his oxen ran out on him. Serena Williams, religious jokes also are very big. A lot of people who actually probably didn't read the book of Job wouldn't get that, but people who did are rolling in the aisles now, especially the oxen reference. Killer stuff in the right rabbinical setting. Serena Williams runs down an old man who also has a gold iPhone 6 Plus. Poor guy had a heart attack, though. Fortunately, he had the Apple Watch on, and it saved him. Ben Carson admits he got a Hot Point, not a West Point scholarship. Hey, Ben Carson. Thank you, Ben Carson. Donald Trump says Carson's mama hammering and friend stabbing just means he's Mexican. Donald Trump, T-R-U-M-P. Write him directly. It's a mercy killing for the Keystone Pipeline. Ah, she was a good old sludge hose. Christian Huckabee ordered not to come within 5,000 feet of the debate stage. Yeah, but it's just going to drive them closer together, is what I think. It'll be like Thelma and Louise, those two. And finally, and I mean that, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker comes out of hiding to attend a Jeb Bush event in Milwaukee because he's not yet ready for a lot of attention. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you. And you'll be laughing on the way home, which may be early. That's an indication of what you have to listen to.